From the point of view of a GPS satellite, the Earth presents a disk that really, from 11,000 miles up, has a spread of approximately 28 degrees. Now, the signal from a GPS receiver is not at high power in the beginning, and then it spreads over this very large area. As I say here, it's instructive to compare it to the typical signal from a communication satellite, which has much more power and also a very directional signal. But the dish antenna that is needed to receive that sort of signal is not what we use with our GPS receivers, of course. Our antennas that we use are not directional. They don't need to be pointed anywhere in particular, except, of course, generally up. And the GPS satellite is sending a signal over such a large area that it's rather weak. It's rather low power. So, of course, it's easy for it to get lost in overhead cover, leaves. Also is subject to interference from electromagnetic noise. But as I said earlier, it's a spread spectrum signal that we receive from a GPS satellite, and because of that, there is a certain amount of robustness that can be done to prevent jamming, mitigate multipath. So even though it's a weak signal, the design of the signal it comes to our rescue to some degree and allows it to be sorted by the receiver from the surrounding noise, interference, and obstructions, up to a point, of course. GPS is not going to penetrate substantial cover. So, of course, that's something that is a small drawback.